There was a man named Baruch who served the prophet Jeremiah. He's sometimes referred to as a secretary to Jeremiah, as Jeremiah would dictate the words of God and Baruch would write them down. And you can read about that in Jeremiah 36. But this book, the book of Baruch, was not written by that man. We'll begin with our four-point criteria test of the book of Baruch by referring to or discussing this authorship or endorsement by a prophet or apostle. And as I said, Baruch, or the book of Baruch, fails. This book is pseudepigrapha, meaning that the author pretended to be Baruch, but he was not. And we know this because the book wasn't written any earlier than the 2nd century BC and may have been written during the 1st century AD. But it certainly wasn't written in the 6th century by Baruch. Someone sometimes challenges me when I say that the book of Baruch says it is written by Baruch. Well, I just read to them the first verse of the book, and it makes that clear. So we turn to the second criteria, the infallible perfect precision of its doctrinal contents and prophecy, and on this, the book of Baruch fails. Baruch contains various discrepancies. It places Baruch in Babylon, but the Bible only tells us of his service to Jeremiah in Judah and Egypt in Jeremiah 43:5-7. In addition to that error, in chapter 3, verse 36, it says that God, quote, hath found out all the way of knowledge, end quote. But this contradicts the omniscience of God, in which we understand that it is impossible for God to learn new knowledge. The Bible does say in Genesis 44:16 that God hath found out the iniquity of thy servants. But that is Judah referring to God exposing the sins of Joseph's brethren against him when they sold him into slavery. It is not a reference to God learning some new knowledge. Strangely, even as some claim to believe Baruch wrote this in the 6th century B.C., the Roman Catholic Church includes chapter 3 of the book of Baruch in their Easter liturgies, where the book refers to the incarnation as past tense. And the Church of England reads passages from Baruch chapter 4 as messianic prophecies. But again, these were actually written after the birth of Christ and are not authentic prophecies. We also need to point out that there is a second book titled The Apocalypse of Baruch, or just The Prophecy of Baruch. There's a Syriac version and a Greek version, sometimes referred to as Second Baruch and Third Baruch, along with a section of the Syriac segmented out into what is called the Letter of Baruch and used by the Syriac Orthodox Church. But none of these are to be confused with what we're discussing here, the Book of Baruch, so we'll not discuss them here. But the Letter of Jeremiah is normally included as chapter 6 in the Book of Baruch, and it begins with a glaring error in verse 3, claiming that the Jews would remain in Babylon for 7 generations when it was actually just 70 years, according to Jeremiah 25:11-12, Daniel 9:2, and all legitimate historical sources. That leads us to the third criteria, the confirmation of available archaeological and historical documentation. And the fact is, Baruch fails, but we'll just call it neutral because it's largely just a cheap ripoff of Jeremiah and Lamentations out of the Bible. So there's not much new material to judge here. We'll give it the neutral on this point while mentioning the plagiarism as the reason there is nothing to judge in this criteria. And that leads us to the final criteria, the testimony of God's people as received, as they received a book as divinely inspired. And on this point, Baruch fails. God's people never added Baruch to the Old Testament before Christ, certainly never added it to the New Testament after Christ. Neither Jesus nor the apostles quote it or refer to it as authoritative. While some believers in various heretical groups used Baruch to one degree or another, the testimony of Bible-believing Christians for 2,000 years is simply that the book of Baruch is not a divinely inspired book and should not be in our Bibles. And we will continue to look at the Apocrypha for this reason, so that you can be equipped to understand and explain our position on the Apocrypha.